You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. Member SIPC. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Iranian hackers have been password spraying the U.S. grid. In a new report, the security firm Dragos details hacking activity against American electric utilities and attributes it to a group of Iranian hackers called Magnalium. For the past year, Dragos says, the state-sponsored group has been carrying out a broad campaign of so-called password spraying attacks, which guess a set of common passwords for hundreds or even thousands of different accounts, targeting U.S. electric utilities as well as oil and gas firms. While it appears the Iranian hackers don't have the capability to start causing blackouts in the U.S., experts say the intrusions are still cause for concern. Iran tensions increase social media surveillance at the U.S. border. Following reports earlier this week that more than 60 Iranian Americans and Iranians, including children, were detained at the U.S.-Canada border, research analyst Ali Funk writes that the government's growing social media surveillance apparatus represents a disturbing trend. In these latest incidents, travelers claim that U.S. officials had some of their phones confiscated, questioned them about their political views and social media activity, and ordered them to hand over their social media passwords. The situation, Funk argues, demands action from lawmakers as well as tech companies. And now for today's fast fact, 5,180 pounds. That's the weight of Sony's new concept car, which debuted this week at CES. Yes, that's Sony. The car itself won't go into production, but the 5G-connected, screen-filled, sensor-laden EV showcases the role that Sony can play in the auto industry at a time when performance matters far less than the passenger experience. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.